Can I make one suggestion to you?
Yeah,
because I think it could be interesting. It's kind of a double-edged sword, but I personally see it as a. So when you list a car on TradeRev, do they come out and take the pictures, or you take the pictures?
I do it myself. I mean,
have you ever taken the pictures on AccuTrade and looked at the used car or at the condition report when you're done with it?
No, I have not.
It's really important to do, my friend, because when you do it, I think when you see our condition report compared to TradeRev's, they're in different categories. They're in different leagues. If you just went in and took your pictures and put in the dent and the scratch, you follow me,
yep,
and looked at the condition report, what you're going to see is an amazing thing and all market details, all market retail details below it. If dealers were able to push that to TradeRev, you follow me,
yep,
the buyer of that car would see every freaking thing all in one page, and they would be able to bid faster with more confidence. You follow me?
Yeah.
And as a result, it would really be a tremendous favor if you'd be able to do that. Just go in, Vindicode, snap your pictures around the car, right? And then go in and look at the condition report. When that happens, I think what you're going to see is a little tiny bit of a shock, especially if you put in a scratch and a wheel and a thing and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you need to be, if you were a buyer of that car, everything is in a concise, easy to look at, and easy to say, well, yeah, I'll take that car, boom, and knock it off. You see what I'm saying to you?
I do. So on my phone, I just, to be honest with you, the camera icon in the top right corner on my app to take pictures, mm-hmm, of. I've never done that. Didn't even notice it there, to be honest. It kind of blends in. I just found it.
Yep.
So
when you do it, I think you're going to have a shock, brother. You follow me?
So my question is, where do these pictures, like, so if I go on from my phone to my computer, I'm now on my computer, I click, mm-hmm, my, you know, nine little dots there in the corner, and I can, mm-hmm, do my dealer condition report.
Yep, now you got it. Yep.
And bring it up. Are the pictures going to be in that as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And they're going to be on the used car invoice as well,
yeah,
to show the consumer. So when you're trading the car from the consumer, it only shows very limited information, but all the pictures of the damage and then the value related adds and deducts. It's,
yeah,
got low miles. It's got a dent and a scratch. It's got a bad Carfax. How much damage was there? That, when you leverage that with a consumer, the salesperson's job is almost finished. And here's what my suggestion was going to be. The salesperson can actually remain engaged with the consumer by doing the exact same process. If the salesperson is on AccuTrade, they can walk out with the consumer and highlight different things, good things, bad things. So when they go back in and they go to the consumer condition report, this consumer can actually see this is their specific car, and these are the specific characteristics that lead us to conclude that the insurance company that's guaranteeing the price of this particular car to the dealership says they could pay you $2,752. You follow me?
Yep.
And at that moment, you know, I think I believe you're going to agree with what I'm going to tell you. The salesperson is then semi-emasculated from jumping out of his seat and rushing over to you to ask for another $1,000 for the trade.
Sure.
Because it happens constantly, where a salesperson looks for the path of least resistance. As soon as the consumer pushes back on the value, he comes to you and says, oh, boss, they were down the street. They gave him $3,000 for the car. You got to get realistic with this trade. It's crazy. I can't trade it for this.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just like to touch on it a bit. So I want to kind of explain our process and how we do things here. So for, mm-hmm, one, my salesmen don't have access to AccuTrade. Only the managers do. And we do, mm-hmm, that for a couple different reasons. And it mm-hmm, does work out well. And just to touch real quick, I'm super pumped about the pictures to add to the dealer condition report, because I use the dealer condition report probably, mm-hmm, 90% of appraisals, mm-hmm, that I do. And I show people, and that's how I justify my number to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is I give them the number, they go over, they work their deal, they come back over, and then they say the exactly what you just said. They gave them X amount of money down the street. We got to step, mm-hmm, up, blah, blah, blah. And that's at that point, that's when I print off the dealer condition report, and I go over and I see the customer. I click into my target retail, and I show them, mm-hmm, that there's 45 of these other vehicles in Canada for sale. These, mm-hmm, are all kilometers. These are the average days on market, mm-hmm, the average prices. Now, I always tell them, if they're all selling for $10,000, I want to sell mine for nine because I want to sell it quicker than all these other. And it's at that point that it really takes all the focus off the salesman. I'm sort of technically the bad guy in the consumer's eyes. And then after I kind of justify my number and show them actual factual data out there that I can print off and show them, it kind of diffuses the situation and puts the realism into the deal.